Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and we've got more of the coaches' shows that's coming. And right now, we're off into Oregon County with Thayer Bobcat head coach Briar Hancock. And coach, congratulations! You know, 2-0, man. That's where you want to be, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it's good for our program, good for our young group that we have right now, and you know, we're excited for the trajectory of our program. So yeah, couldn't be more excited.
Well, last week you took on Lighthouse Senior, and what did you take out of that game? What did you see that you was really pleased with?
You know, just sticking to our game plan. Mm-hmm. You know, we were efficient running the football, and you know, and have been for the last 2 weeks. And you know, our guys understood that game plan, and we executed at a high level. You know, one of the things that we needed to clean up week one was, you know, after week one was fumbling the football, turning the ball over, and we did that week two. So, you know, offensively, I thought played really well, especially up front with what they were trying to do to us. And then defensively, you know, had some bigger plays here and there, but, you know, for the most part, kind of limited those big plays. You know, that was a huge step forward from week one. So, you know, pleased on both ends of the ball, both sides of the ball, and special teams again. Had a few times where I thought maybe we could flip the field, and we did. So, you know, all around, I thought our kids played extremely well, and we stuck to the game plan, and it just so happened to work for us this week, that past week.
Well, tonight you're on the road. You're at the Nest to take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. They're 1-1. They're coming off a victory. That's always just been a great little rivalry of SCA schools.
Yeah, it is. And you know, they have a rich tradition of having good athletes and, you know, playing really good football. So, that's what we expect out of this week. And, we're preparing the best we can for Liberty.
And, you know, going even back, you know, to last week with your win, And you know, tonight, of course, it takes a small army, really, of great people to keep that, you know, spirit and that football team ready to roll. And I'm talking about feeding. And I bet those Bobcats can sit down at the dinner table and put it away. But, you know, before games and long road trips, you've probably got some folks up out there in Oregon County that step up and help feed them Bobcats, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, our parent support this year is really unmatched. You know, we have a great support system for our boys, you know, and we couldn't be more proud of that, you know, as a program, because like you said, you know, it does takes an army to make all this stuff go, and, you know, they're behind the scenes, but, you know, we sure do appreciate them. And you know, even the other last week on Friday, mm-hmm. had a huge turnout for opening, you know, opening home game, and mm-hmm. That just shows the community support, and you know, our guys see that, and we see that, and you know, we couldn't thank them enough.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, and that's what, you know, the kids love to look up in the stands and see a full house. And of course, you know, fans are fans. You know, they can be critical at times, they can be overjoyous at times, but they're fans. And it's just a key component to having success is having that following, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, talking about this week, you know, Liberty has that same exact kind of, you know, fan base that we do. And I'm sure Saturday it's going to be packed house, and energy is going to be high. And, you know, we can't be more excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to back up. I said tonight. No, that's a Saturday 1 o'clock game. Yeah, I've talked to so many of you guys that they all kind of jumble up. But, yeah, and the you know, people ask me, well, why are they playing on Saturday? Well, each team – the way it was explained to me, each team is going to play a Saturday game.
Yeah, and you know, it's just a you know, with the ref shortage and stuff like that, you know, we were asked to kind of pick one of those games to be a Saturday game. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for us, we get picked twice. We play Saturday this week, and then we play Saturday at Houston. So you know, it's a different feel, and you know, the biggest thing is Mountain View has played on the Saturdays, so
yes.
Getting our young guys to understand, you know, what a 1 o'clock game feels like can be tough. So hopefully we have that same energy and same level of focus at 1 o'clock like what we put on a Friday night at 7.
Yeah, it is different. Yeah, last Saturday we went up to West Platte, and it's a different feel. It's a different vibe, you know, because I know all you coaches, man, you like routines. You like, okay, yeah. Friday on a road game, we meet and we leave at this time. And, you know, I mean, and structure's a great thing, and it does kind of throw that off kilter a little bit, but it ought to be a lot of fun, a great environment. And it's always fun when Thayer and Liberty get together. Coach, the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks, Gary.